بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما رواه البخاري في الأدب المفرد والترمذي قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا. My dear respected brothers, sisters at home, children who are on holiday today, the last day of their holiday before, well, the last week of their holiday before they start again. What I want to speak about today is something that relates to all of us, and specifically speaking to our young brothers and sisters who may be listening at home as well. So if the parents are listening to this and their children aren't, this is also intended for the children, so let them listen as well at home. This is something, inshallah, that they can benefit from and they can take part in as well. So the mothers at home are requested to make their children and encourage them to listen as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us who we are. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to try to count and calculate all the bounties that He's given you, if you try to calculate and count all of the bounties, the qualities, the good things that Allah has given us, you wouldn't be able to. Why wouldn't you be able to? The reason why you wouldn't be able to is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties that He's given us are endless. Day by day we recognize more bounties. A bounty that we may have had, but we didn't focus on it because we didn't see the opposite of it. We didn't see not having it, so we took it for granted. There are many bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that we've known from a young age. Some of us have never seen difficulty because we were born in a house that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given a lot of worldly comfort. So we've never seen any difficulty. But then one time, sometimes what happens is there's some difficulty that comes about. Then you realize that what you do have is a bounty. Until now you thought you took it for granted. If we start right from the beginning, the first thing that we must be thankful for to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah made us human beings. Now you might think, well, we're human beings, what's the big deal about that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created numerous other makhluk, numerous other creations. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made us into a sheep. Qurbani on Eid, finished. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made us another animal. Now you may think that that's fine, but the benefit of being a human being or a jinn for that matter is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to work in this world, and whatever we do in this world, it counts to the hereafter. So we get Jannah and we can stay alive forever in eternal enjoyment. Animals will not go to Jannah. So yes, we could have been an animal, but then it would have been just in this world. We would have been subjugated, controlled by others, eaten alive maybe. And then there's nothing left in the hereafter for us. So the first bounty of us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made us a haywan, He made us a human being. The ashraful makhlukat, the most noble. Number two, after the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us a human being, we can all say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us believe in Him. He has given us understanding of our purpose of life in this world. There are many people who just live this life. They have no purpose. Because if your purpose is just this dunya, and you don't know what's to come afterwards, and you don't have a long-term goal, even in this dunya, if you see people, All they're worried about is next week. They haven't planned for 10 years. They haven't planned. They have no ambition, no dreams, no goals. You're going to think this person is foolish, even in this world. So aren't we foolish if we don't focus on the hereafter as well? But that's not what I want to speak about. What I want to speak about is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us mu'mineen, believers. So He's made us human being. He's made us believers. And then after that, alhamdulillah, where we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us relative peace, security. We are safe. We're able, our children are able, if I'm speaking to the children, you're able to go to school. You're able to go to madrasa. You're able to go and play outside. Allah has given you the opportunity to play. If it's raining outside, you can play indoors. Allah has given you indoor playing facilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you everything that you can at home. He's given you screens. He's given you games. He's given you toys. He's given you these PlayStations and, you know, Xboxes and etc., etc. He's given you so much. Now, you might take that for granted because you have it, and everybody else that you know around you has it. In fact, you think they have even more, so you never are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why should we be thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these things? The reason we need to be thankful is because if He hadn't given us these things, then where would we have been? That's the way to think about it. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to speak. One of our ulama, he went to somebody's house. All of his children are fine. When he met the father was somebody who can't speak. His tongue is tied. He's dumb. He can't speak. So he wrote a letter on a piece of paper. He wrote to the sheikh. He said, "The biggest loss I have in this world is I can't say to my children that I love you. I look at them, Allah has given me eyes, I can hear them, etc., but I can't say that I love you." Ajib. There are some people who can speak, but they can't hear. So they can't hear. And then worse still, there are people who can't see. They can hear, they can speak, but they can't see. Once one of our shuyukh, he went to somebody's house. He went to an area and he was hosted there by this really wealthy, influential doctor. So they sat in the room, eventually they sat in the bedroom for a while, at night, really late at night. And then they said, "Okay, let's go to sleep now." So the doctor, he went and sat on the side. He sat on the side, right? So the sheikh didn't say anything. He thought maybe he's just going to sit and do some dhikr before he goes to sleep. So he left him there. He left him there and he went to sleep. When he woke up in the morning, he noticed that the person was still there. So he said, "Ajeeb, aapne to koi waliullah ki jaisi raat guzari? Like, you know, you've spent the night as some kind of really pious individual just doing dhikr on the wall." He said, "No, it's got nothing to do with that. For the last this many years, I've got a problem. My problem is that, you know, when we eat something, if we eat something as much as you want, and then even if you're hung upside down, the food doesn't come out. Because we have a non-return valve system where the food doesn't come back up unless there's a reflex or something." He says, "That for me is messed up. So if I lie down after food, because they ate late, if I lie down after food, it will all come out and cause a big mess. So this is how I've been sleeping for the last several years." Yet he has everything of this dunya. So only, the sheikh said, only when I saw that, did I then realize that we should even thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this system that we have. Otherwise, when would you even think of this system that we have? It just seems normal. It's part of the deal. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that if you were to try to count the rewards, the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on you, you will not be able to. Because every day you recognize something new. You see somebody with another problem, you realize, alhamdulillah, I don't have it. You realize the next day you see somebody else with another problem, you realize you don't have it. I studied in Syria. And I think our children need to be shown what's going on there. Just so they can understand that the world is not all rosy as the way it is. So they can learn shukr. Do you know that in Syria, I mean, right now we're sitting in this place, and eventually, once the salat begins, once you know more people come in, it's going to get very hot. We're going to start feeling uncomfortable. We're going to start feeling that, you know, maybe they should put the AC on. Now, in Syria, even in the hospitals, they don't have heat. So many of our ulama have recently been, and what they've noticed is that children are walking around in snow with slippers only. They have nothing. They're walking around in slippers because they've got nothing. They've got no socks on. Now think about that. We have many socks, mashallah. In fact, our children, when you get them certain socks that they don't like or certain shoes they don't like, say, I'm not going to wear those. Why not? Because my friends, you know, no, they're not good enough. I want shoes like this. They must have this name on it. They must have that name on it. I can't wear these shoes. I don't want this. I don't want to eat that. Jealous. How many times we have this problem? No, I don't want to eat that. No, that doesn't look good. I'm going to eat this. I'm going to have cereal. I'm going to have this. I want just sweets. You give them sweets, bismillah. Crisp, bismillah. Chocolates, bismillah. But when it comes to food, I don't want it. Subhanallah, the other day I saw a video of a kid in Syria. He was eating cardboard. He found cardboard box, he pulled a piece off and he was chewing on the cardboard box because that's all he's got to eat. You should see his face, it's all dirty, everything is no possibility of having a shower. A dirty little kid, bichara. Syrians, I know them, they are very smart people. Syrians are known to be very smart. Even the poorest man on the street, when I was studying there. You know, in India, Pakistan, we have poor people on those jaiwala. Right? How dirty it seems, they put it in the same cup and everything. The poorest man on the street in Syria that I noticed was even clean. Apron. And the guy is making, 20, 30 pounds a month. Literally. 20, 30 pounds a month, if even that much. But everything will be tidy. Very smart, elegant people. For me to see this was, subhanAllah, what a state they're in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that state from them. He's eating cardboard. There's others, the way they try to make a bit of money is to go through all the bins every day. They start in the morning, they just go through bin after bin with these huge sacks. And they just try to find anything that they can, anything of slight value, that they can go and sell and make some money. Because their father and all the men in the house, the older men in the house have been killed. All it is their mother and their sisters. And these young boys. One brother from the Clapton, there's a group of people from Clapton who, mashallah, took a convoy of ambulances. So one of the brothers there, this was his report. He said, I saw these guys, they were just rummaging the bins. And then when we spoke to them, they explained that there was no men in the family. Just women. So they, now school children, 7, 8, 9 years old, that's their age, 11, 10 years old, 2 or 3 brothers, they're going through all the bins just to find something that they can go and sell and make some money so they can get some food at the end of the day. They've been forced, these young kids that are the ages of our children here, they've been forced to go out and make some money. A few pounds here and there, a few pennies here and there, just so that they can get something to eat. If you have to eat cardboard, can you imagine it? And we are, mashallah, relaxed. Where we can actually, we're spoilt for choice. We're spoilt for choice. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in this hadith, he said that the person who wakes up in the morning, man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi, the person who wakes up in the morning with safety, with well-being in his household, everything's fine. Everything is fine. Anybody who wakes up with everything fine in their household, mu'afan fi jasadihi, and he's healthy, fine in his body, physically fine, his surroundings are fine, and indahu qutu yawmihi, and all he has is just one day's food, faka'annama hizat lahu ad-dunya, then it is as though he has the entire world. And mashallah, we don't have just one day's of food in our homes. We have probably 1 year's worth of food. Maybe the perishables are perishable, maybe the things in the fridge, you know. But we have the dals and we have the dried, the lentils and everything. And we could live for a year. Most likely, most of us. And the Prophet ﷺ said that as long as you're fine in your body, and there's no major problems in your household, and you got one day's food, bas. And what is kutu yawmihi? Just enough food for the day to keep yourself alive. Not two or three dishes, but just enough to keep yourself alive. Then you have the whole dunya. It's like the whole dunya has been brought, because that's all you need. That's all you're going to eat a day. And that's what you're going to eat the next day. Until you die, then whatever's left is extra. It's not yours, you've left it in this world. It's all dunya after that. That's the way to look at this. My fear is that if we're not thankful for the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, then we won't be spared. We won't be spared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can turn things around in no time. He can give izzah in no time, immediately to somebody. And He can dishonor somebody. And alhamdulillah, people are doing something. But is every one of us, have we done our share? How do we get our children to also do this? You see, the risk that we have with our children is that most of the older generation, the first generation here, they came through a lot of difficulty. There are people who came into this country and were living 2-3 people to a room. They would have to pay to put the shower on, to pay money for the water to become hot each time. They would have to burn oil heaters. Now, alhamdulillah, it's nice and hot with proper temperature and everything in our homes. But our children, subhanAllah, they have everything. Our children, they haven't seen a difference from the time they became discerning. You've had everything. So when they grow up, they're just going to have a bit more, but they've always had, they've not never had. They've never had to send money back to go and support somebody else in India. Many of our first generation, so many years, they had to pay their debts off. They had to send money for parents back home, you know, in India, Pakistan, where they came from. Many of our young children, they've got only themselves to fill and worry about, because the parents have worked hard for that. So we need to get our children. Jazakumullah khairan. And I'd like to also just pray for our deceased, our sick people around, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa.